This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Discussions on principles and priorities of the appropriation bill in both houses of the federal parliament begins. Lawmakers stress taking urgent steps to curb corruption. 175 foreign delegates to participate in Sagarmatha Sambad aims to build a coalition for climate action to protect mountain regions and vulnerable communities globally. Patan High Court upholds Press Council Nepal's authority over digital media. And Hamas-run civil defense agency says Israeli airstrike on hospital kills 28 people in Gaza. Now, the news in detail. Discussions were held in both the upper and lower houses of the federal parliament on principles and priorities of the appropriation bill, except tax, for the upcoming fiscal year. Taking part in a discussion on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, lawmakers said the budget should be inclusive, sustainable, result-oriented, and beneficial for the people. They expressed the view that the budget for the upcoming fiscal year should be presented to resolve the problems in economic development in the country. Similarly, speaking during the discussions on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill in the National Assembly yesterday, lawmakers called for taking urgent steps to curb the growing corruption in the country and suggested that the government increase the facilities of the public employees as one major intervention in that connection. The lawmakers also stressed to align the budget and the limited resources and to make budgetary allocation and prioritization in a just manner, expressing hope for improvement in the upcoming budget. A total of 175 foreign delegates are participating in the Sagarmatha Sambad, a multi-stakeholder dialogue forum committed to deliberating on the most prominent issues of global, regional and national significance to be held on May 16 to 18. Addressing a press meet, Minister for Foreign Affairs and Sagarmatha Sambad Management Committee Coordinator Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba yesterday said altogether 350 participants, including 175 foreign delegates, are taking part in the event aimed at providing a suitable platform for multi-stakeholder, inter-regional global dialogue in Nepal on pressing contemporary issues facing the world. Delegates will include ministers, high-ranking government officials, diplomats, representatives from both donor agencies, environmentalist and climate change experts, as well as development actors and leaders from various sectors. Participants will discuss various contemporary issues facing humanity across the globe, particularly the climate change-induced adversities and impacts, and dwell on climate action and climate justice. The first ever Sagarmatha Sambad is themed Climate Change, Mountains and Future of Humanity. Hereafter, the government decided the multi-stakeholder dialogue forum will be held every 2 years. Foreign Minister Dr. Rana asserted that Nepal has the potential to take on a leading role in neutral and dialogue-driven diplomacy. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has remotely laid the foundation stone for Cinepa, a film studio to be constructed at Banepa Municipality 10 in Kabripolansok district yesterday. The modern film studio would be constructed on 5.2 acres of land. Prime Minister Oli inaugurated the construction of the film studio amidst a program organized by the Film Development Board at his official residence at Balwatar yesterday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said the beginning of the high-tech indoor shooting studio called Cinepa was a sort of revolution for Nepal's film industry. At a program organized by the Film Development Board at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar, the Prime Minister announced that a film studio would be built at Banepa as per the demand of the film industry. The Prime Minister stated that the demand raised by the film industry and stakeholders for 6 decades is being addressed. Likewise, the Prime Minister drew the attention of the Minister for Communications and Information Technology and Secretary regarding the land encroachment and misuse of the Film Development Board and directed them to prepare a report within 10 days after a probe. The Patan High Court has upheld the Press Council Nepal's authority to monitor and act against digital media. A joint bench of Justices Munendra Awasthi and Tikaram Acharya on Tuesday ruled that online portals, YouTube channels and social media-based media fall under the Council's jurisdiction. The decision followed a writ filed by a portal backlisted by the Council. The court dismissed the petition, reinforcing the Council's right to regulate digital platforms. The Council introduced digital media monitoring guidelines a year ago, making a first of its kind initiative in South Asia. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak handed over the provincial emergency warehouse to the Kosi provincial government yesterday. The warehouse is built on the premises of the integrated customs checkpost Rani Biratnagar. Stating that such emergency warehouses have been constructed in all seven provinces, he emphasized that such work has helped in the practice of federalism. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudil asserted that the government is taking forward the economic reform with high priority. At a discussion with the development partners regarding the upcoming budget at his office yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Paudil stated that the government had already initiated the economic reform bid and vowed that it will be further made more effective in the future. The finance minister said the upcoming annual budget would primarily focus on encouraging the private sector, creating jobs and boosting domestic production, thereby further strengthening the national economy. Participants in the discussion were representatives from China, India, the USA, the UK, Japan, South Korea, Australia, Norway, Germany, Finland, the European Union, the World Bank, the Asian Development Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the United States, among others. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. A spokesperson for the Hamas-run Civil Defense Agency has said an Israeli airstrike has killed 28 people and injured dozens at the European hospital in Khan Yunis. Citing local sources, the BBC reported that Israeli warplanes dropped 6 bombs simultaneously on the Gaza hospital, hitting both its inner courtyard and the surrounding areas. The Israeli military confirmed that it had conducted a precise strike on Hamas terrorists in a command and control center, which it claimed was beneath the hospital. Israeli media reported that the target of the strike was senior Hamas figure Mohammed Sinwar, the younger brother of the former Hamas leader in Gaza, Yahya Sinwar. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that due to the influence of the westerly and local winds along with some moisture-laden air coming from the Bay of Bengal, the weather today is expected to be partly to generally cloudy in the Kosi province and the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Kosi province, the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province, and one or two places in the rest of the hilly regions of the country. There are also chances of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high mountainous region of the country today. Gusty winds are expected in a few places in Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 18 to 20 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 31 to 33 degrees Celsius today. That brings us close to the end of this news bulletin. But before we conclude, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Discussions on principles and priorities of the appropriation bill in both houses of the federal parliament begins. Lawmakers stress taking urgent steps to curb corruption. 175 foreign delegates to participate in the Sagarmatha Sambad aims to build a coalition for climate action to protect mountain regions and vulnerable communities globally. Patan High Court upholds Press Council Nepal's authority over digital media. And Hamas-run Civil Defense Agency says Israeli airstrike on Hamal on hospital kills 28 people in Gaza. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.